He stood in the blazing sun near the entrance of a small Cuban restaurant in West Tampa. TV cameras and other news media formed a small crescent in front of him. It was a far cry from one of Kendrick Meek's last Tampa Bay appearances, when only two reporters showed up on an overcast Friday to interview him in a vacant lot across from the Bay Pines VA hospital. This time around, WMNF asked Meek how he plans to distinguish his platform from that of his key opponent, Governor Charlie Crist.
I voted for the recovery package that saved a number of teachers' jobs, firefighters' jobs, law enforcement jobs. And I didn't back off when the going got tough. I mean, the governor flipped again like a dime and said he didn't even support the doggone thing. When it was well documented that he did.
Meek, a former state trooper now in his fourth term in the U.S. House of Representatives, said that only until recently has Crist been courting the conservative electorate. He said that because of this, there should be no question on who Democrats will support in November.
We know that we're going to be in a three-way race and that I'll be running against two Republicans in the November election. So I think that's a good thing. I think the governor has paired himself in many areas with Marco Rubio that I believe is far right of where Floridians would like to see their next United States Senator.
He said that he has never compromised his Democratic values, something Meek said was risky in this political climate, but will ultimately pay off.
I know what it means to be up against what one may say the political winds. And so consistency on my side is going to be very, very important for people to understand that when the going get tough, the tough doesn't get going. I stick in there and I hang in there with Floridians as I've done my entire life. I will point to class size as my commitment to public education. The governor said that he supports the Republican-dominated legislature that is trying to take the teeth out of the class size amendment. He supports that.
Another issue on which Meek openly disagrees with Republicans is abortion. Last week, the state legislature passed a bill requiring pregnant women seeking first trimester abortions to pay for an ultrasound ahead of the procedure. The legislation slipped through without going to committee. Meek said that if he were in the governor's shoes, he would no doubt trash the bill.
When you have something that slipped into a bill, without a hearing, without giving individuals an opportunity to hear from people that are going to be most affected by it, and the fact that healthcare is already a costly measure for so many Floridians, to put this onus again and is something that smacks of cheating not only the people of the state of Florida what they need as it relates to disclosure, but also adding another step to a very difficult decision that families have to make, and 9 times out of 10, women have to make on their own.
While Meek referred to the Senate contest as a three-way race, the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections website lists 35 candidates who are vying for the seat. The newest is Democrat Jeff Green, a billionaire who made his fortune through real estate investment. Meek said that Green, who threw his hat in just hours ahead of Friday's filing deadline, would have to overcome some key shortcomings if he expects Democratic voters to take him seriously.
It's kind of hard to be in a Democratic primary when you once ran as a Republican for Congress and you made your money off the backs of mortgages failing. I don't think that that's a good platform to run from. The fact that, I've only met Jeff Green maybe once or twice. He just showed up here in Florida less than 3 years ago. He would be ineligible to even run as a statewide candidate if he was running for any of the state cabinet offices, because you have to be here for 7 years.
Many consider Meek the Democratic frontrunner in a pool of Democrats that includes Green, former Miami Mayor Maurice Ferrer, and six others. If he wins the Democratic nomination in August, he'll be listed among Crist, Rubio, and a number of others in November. From West Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.